Chapter 23. As promised, the detachment of clone troops was waiting for her at the spaceport, heavily and reassuringly armed. Five soldiers and their leader, disconcertingly alike. But only on the outside, she reminded herself. On the inside, they are themselves.
Senator, said the commander, saluting, bulky helmet neatly tucked under his arm. Captain Corbell reporting.
She didn't recognize his insignia. All she knew was that they weren't from Anakin's company, the doughty 501st.
Captain, I'm pleased to meet you, she said, and most appreciative of your help. I take it you've been fully briefed by Master Yoda?
Corbell nodded.
Certainly have, Senator. We're all of us fully medic trained, so that won't be a problem. We'll take good care of the General and Senator Organa.
She felt a punch of adrenaline burn through her blood.
I'm sorry, medic trained? I don't understand. Are you saying they're injured?
Oh, said the captain. Despite his rigorous training, concern touched his black eyes. I thought you'd been fully briefed as well, ma'am.
Apparently not, she said. But that's no matter. Master Yoda was tired and doubtless distracted.
Or else, just as Anakin complained, he very rarely stopped to think about trivialities like feelings.
Let's get on board, shall we? It seems we have no time to waste.
Yes, ma'am, said Corbell.
He collected his men with another nod.
Thank you so much, Yoda, she thought, as she hurried to her sleek, swift starship. Let's just hope there are no more surprises.
Unnerved by the worry she'd seen in Yoda's eyes, dismayed by what Captain Corbell had told her, once they cleared Coruscant, she poured on the speed and the yacht ate up the parsecs between home and Zagula. If she'd been flying for any other reason than rescue, perhaps she'd have found herself excited by the prospect of leaving the Republic behind, the Outer Rim behind, and flirting with unknown, exotic, wild space. Even if her destination was a Sith planet. But instead of excitement, all she could feel was apprehension.
Bail and Obi-Wan injured? Whatever happened, it must have been bad.
Captain Corbell and his men kept their professional, polite distance, taking care of themselves and her, too, with an efficiency that could only be admired. Corbell had been most complimentary about the yacht's medbay.
I wish I found that less alarming.
To distract herself, and because she didn't dare let herself fall behind, she plunged into the Senate work she'd brought with her. The course the Jedi had plotted for her was flawless. They didn't encounter a skerrick of trouble. No separatists, no pirates, nothing to hinder their speed. When at last the nav comp announced their arrival at Zagula, and she dropped the ship out of hyperspace, she barely looked at the planet or the raging nebula behind it. Felt no excitement at the exotic location, just a pounding drive to find them, find them, find them. Captain Corbell came up to the cockpit.
I understand Master Yoda gave you General Kenobi's and Senator Organa's biosigns, ma'am.
That's right, she agreed.
Like me to scan for them while you're flying this sweet thing?
Clone Captain Corbell had a most engaging smile.
Thank you, Captain, she said, smiling back. That would be appreciated.
Then she patted the helm console.
And she is a sweet thing, isn't she?
Corbell nodded.
Sweetest ship I've flown in my whole life, ma'am.